Here's your hot topic. We all know what's going on with that KFC story. I have a few questions before I'm going to start talking about it. Here's my questions. Could Mr. Dixon taking a bite out of the chicken and then taking a picture and then the video of it? Could Mr. Dixon get a counter lawsuit and get sued over damage and slandered from KFC? Is this a bogus claim for the media attention, or is this a real story? Former child development and educated student Mr. Dixon shared an image online of what happened to be a rodent. Came with a complete with a tail, round the belly, a pointed face. Mr. Dixon warned his student and friends not to eat at KFC. That's a slander lawsuit just by itself. He went to meet with a manager, and the manager supposedly apologized about the incident. So Mr. Dixon, he's 25 years old from California, has taken this to Facebook and shared pictures and a photo of what he is claiming to be a deep fried rat. He was served at the popular fast food chain KFC. The images really went out there, and CNN, Fox News, all the local news stations got a hold of it and went haywire over it. KFC tried to attempt to contact the customer in the corporate office itself, but Mr. Dixon is refusing to talk to KFC corporate office directly or to an attorney. KFC came back and said, "Our chicken tenders often vary in size and shape, and we wanted to give Mr. Dixon a chance to send the product back to us and allow us to send it to an independent lab to get the product tested at, you know, KFC expense. Mr. Dixon refused to cooperate with that, so KFC came back and say, this is a bogus claim, don't listen to Mr. Dixon, because he is refusing to take action on both sides. Now, Mr. Dixon is liable to get a loose lawsuit over, or a counter lawsuit over, slander and damage to KFC, since he didn't cooperate, and since he said, do not eat there. That's slander. And that's about it. That's how it is.